Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here for the Right Reasons, Us Weekly's Bachelor podcast. I am your host, Sarah Herron, and this week I caught up with JP Rosenbaum, who you may remember from Ashley's season of The Bachelorette. Ashley and JP, in case you missed it, got married and were together for 8 years before they announced their divorce in 2020. They have a son named Ford and a daughter named Essex. And JP was super candid about the divorce and the split announcement, how things are now, co-parenting. Ashley has a boyfriend. If you didn't know, Us Weekly actually published exclusive photos that she sent us with her boyfriend. His name is Yanni Georgoulakis. I'm sure I butchered that, and I apologize to Ashley and Yanni. He's a food blogger, and if you're curious about him, we have a bunch of pictures, as I mentioned, on usmagazine.com. They met through a mutual friend. They've been together for almost a year, and the kids have met him. You will hear JP talk about him without using his name in this interview and hear about his experience dating, what he thinks about The Bachelor now. There was some fun questions about his time on The Bachelorette, Marriage Boot Camp, which you know I'm kind of obsessed with. In case you missed it, Ashley and JP were on Marriage Boot Camp back in the day and actually talked a little bit about some intimacy issues they had. And I asked him whether he regrets that and so much more. So without further ado, here's JP. JP, I'm so excited to talk to you. And I just want to start by asking, does it feel like the show was another life, or does it feel like it was yesterday, or does it feel like both?
A completely other life. I mean, we're talking 11 years ago at this point. Different phase of my life. It doesn't even feel kind of real at this point.
Really?
Yeah. Just of where I am at this phase of my life. It's just, you know, hard to believe that that I went through that.
You certainly did. And you were you were a dedicated live tweeter at one point.
Yeah.
So where do you stand with watching the show now and all of that fun stuff?
I don't watch it anymore. I was definitely into it for a number of years afterwards. And then just life gets in the way with careers and kids and, you know, your time gets eaten up. And so it just faded for me, I guess. And I haven't watched it in quite a while.
Do you remember the last one you did watch? Because I feel like you maybe dabbled a little bit with like Tayshia or something. I checked your Twitter. I feel like there was
a Tayshia tweet. So I was into Tayshia season because I'm friends with Zach.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How do you know Zach? I didn't know that.
Zach and I are friends through another mutual friend that we've known each other for years. And I had actually spoken with Zach briefly before he went on the show just to have him pick my brain a little bit. So, but he and I are good friends. So that's why I was invested in that season a little bit.
Oh, wow. That's so interesting. And that was, they were together for a decent amount of time, obviously more, but that, did you ever meet Tayshia or did you ever see them together?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I spoke to Zach a bunch, but I was down here. He was up, in the Northeast and doing his thing, the year post filming, which is a little bit of a whirlwind. So, no, I never got to meet her, unfortunately.
I want to talk about that post whirlwind for a second, because the show is obviously in a different phase, right? Like right now, the influencer couple is real and good for them. I'm not being whatever, made a lot of money. Congratulations.
Right.
But, it's interesting because we don't see that much divorce in The Bachelor, but it's really just because they don't get married is kind of the consensus that I have, at least. Does that check out for you? Does that make sense for you? Do you feel like what people go through after the show now is way different than probably what you guys went through?
I would say there's a little more of a microscope maybe on people now than there was when we were on it. I mean, we still had one on us. But the influencer world was kind of just taking off at the time. I remember, I don't even know if I had an Instagram when I went on the show. I think I signed up for Instagram when I got off the show and people were more focused on Twitter at that point. And a friend of mine said, don't be silly. Instagram's kind of the future. And she was right. There's definitely more of a microscope on people now than there were back then. But I feel like there's also been more success stories the last, 6 years versus the 6 years prior to that.
That's true too.
So who knows if there's a correlation? There might be.
Yeah, there might be. I also think, maybe potentially, as a couple, you are a little bit more marketable. So maybe that's part of it. But then there's love there too. I know it's like both. I'm not being cynical, but it's just interesting to me that with the, I feel like also back in the day, either everyone would break up right away or they would get married like within the year. And I feel like now they all just stay engaged or together for a longer period of time. So maybe that's why it feels like there's more success, because they're not necessarily making it down the aisle.
True. I mean, bachelor timeline is also kind of like dog years, right? It's not like your typical normal timeline. But yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a wedding in, what, has there been a wedding? Well, first of all, COVID got in the way. So I know that there may have been a wedding or two postponed. So who knows how that played into it? You know, the last 3 years is a terrible sample size, unfortunately. It's not, you know, not true. Really the typical timeline for the bachelor world.
That's fair. That's fair, too. There certainly hasn't been a live ABC wedding in a minute.
Right. True.
Which I don't know if they maybe also just aren't doing that as much anymore, which I feel like the show is more popular than ever, but less people are technically watching it. So it's also measured differently with social media and influence and all that.
True. Who knows what the matrix are by which they measure success, you know, for this thing. So
TikTok.
Yeah, maybe, which I'm not a part of. So
me either. I mean, I lurk, but I don't dance. I did also want to ask you, because you guys were obviously a real couple with two children. Who are your priority in life? It's not, you know, being a bachelor couple, being a reality TV couple is not your priority, but is there something to be said for how and when you do make that announcement that you guys are separating? Is there like an anxiety about the media attention that's going to come around it? Is there like a, let's hold off because people are going to care? Did you not care at all at that point anymore? And you were just like, who knows if people are going to care? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. I'd say there was a little bit of anxiety. I mean, for us, it had been ongoing for longer than obviously people knew about. So the post, the notification to the rest of the world was kind of, it was just a formality for us. Nothing changed on our end. You know, people that didn't know now obviously knew. And so I think we knew that there would be requests for interviews and people have their comments and what happened. And there would be a little bit of chaos for a few weeks. And then the story would be old. It would die down. And okay, it's another couple that kind of tanked and then on to the next, you know? So
it's not tanked after a lot of years of marriage and two kids.
But you know what I mean? It would be old news because there's always a new season. There's always a new couple. And so, you know, you're no longer one of the happy success stories and it kind of just dies off. So maybe a little bit of anxiety, but not, you know, I think we got what we expected out of the response and then, you know, we move on.
Yeah. And that's, I always tell whoever the Hot Topic villain or whoever of the season is, I'm like, you know, your next couple of months are going to be tough, but I promise you someone's going to be worse.
100%.
Or something horrible is going to happen. Like no one will, like not that no one will care about you, but like this will pass. It's so true.
And for us, there was no major story about the divorce. There wasn't like infidelity and there wasn't abuse and there weren't any issues that triggered the announcement. You know, nothing came out after, like there was no drama associated with it. So that also kind of helped diffuse, you know, the responses. I don't know.
Yeah, no, that makes total sense to me. And again, you met on this dating show for however many time you spent together, got married, had two kids. Like I consider that a bachelorette success. If I'm doing my math and my calculations of how this show works, I put you guys in the success category. Do you feel that way?
I would totally agree with that. I mean, you know, it was, we were together, I mean, 9 years, 10 years, whatever it was, and we will be in each other's lives forever. And we got two amazing, amazing children out of it. And so I wouldn't change anything, obviously. I mean, we're both in pretty good places.
Your kids are so cute and they look like mini JP and mini Ashley's
based on Instagram, at least.
What do they know about how mom and dad met?
You know, we haven't talked to them about it in a while. I mean, when we were still together, that was probably the last time I had mentioned it. You know, we showed them maybe something on TV or in a magazine. I still don't think they understand. My son might understand a little bit, but not in great detail.
Right.
It just hasn't come up, you know.
I feel like one day at school, it's just going to be like mom is going to be a super fan and they're going to just have, not in a bad way, but just be like, wait, what is this that they said you were on?
There's been an occasional comment where Ford would come home from school early, you know, whether it was last year or the year before, where he would say, Dad, are we famous? And I'm like, no, Ford, we're not famous. So, you know, there's been a random comment at school every now and again, but hardly ever comes up.
And my favorite question to ask Bachelor Nation parents is, what do you do when the show is still on in another decade or two? And your kids are like, hey, can I go on Bachelor?
They can do whatever they want. And when they're old enough, I might plant the seed to kind of steer them in a different direction.
Mom's a dentist. Go do that.
Right. Don't you want it? No, I mean, look, it works out for some. It doesn't for others. We're in a good place, and I got them out of it. And it was a positive, amazing experience. So if they are fortunate enough to be able to do it, go for it.
I mean, I just can never imagine a world without this show on. I know it'll happen eventually, and I don't know what that will mean for my life and my job either. But I just wonder, like, where are we going with this? I feel like nowhere, like, it's never going to end. If anything, it'll just be like a streaming, even if it's not on ABC, like, there'll be some form of this show forever.
Yeah. Why would they ever end it?
I don't know.
I was very curious to see how it would change. And obviously I haven't been following it, but since Chris Harrison left,
yeah,
I thought maybe that would shake it up, and but apparently it hasn't really, to the point where it's losing its following. And so who knows? It's how long has it been on now? It's over 20 years, right?
I think it was just the 20th anniversary of the actual Bachelor starting, but then they used to pack so many, and even lately, like, so many seasons in there. So it's hard to even keep track because you're on season 26, but it's been more than that. It's so confusing.
Right. It's very confusing.
And the spinoffs, and it's wild. What about for you dating now? How has that been? Have you dipped your toe into that? Are you, what's it like, JP?
Yeah, it's weird. I think I've said it before, like, dating, you know, in my mid 40s as a divorced father of two is just way different than dating, you know, single in my early 30s. And especially now with all the apps, and it's strange, but I think you kind of get used to it. Mm-hmm. You know, I would still much prefer for it to happen organically and through a friend, but that's not the world we live in right now. And I'm also not from Miami, so my network down here isn't like what it was in New York. And yes, I have friends, but they're mostly my age and married with kids. And so it's challenging, and I have done the apps, and I've been out with some nice women, I'm dating, but I'm still trying to figure it out, I think.
Do you have any dating app horror stories, or have they been pleasant experiences for the most part?
That, you know, that's really, I have heard that quite a bit. Like, right. Everyone's got, especially in Miami, for some reason, the level of insanity with regards to these apps is greater than anywhere else in the country. But I have not had that.
Good.
I mean, thankfully, and I'm not good, I haven't had it, but I have not had anything, you know, crazy out of the ordinary, you know, been on a date, been on two dates, nice, normal women, you know, I mean, I'm probably due for a nut job, but, you know, hopefully that doesn't happen.
The only thing good about the nut jobs is then you have something to talk about on the next one, because you can relate with that. Not, you know, maybe don't call a woman a nut job to another woman, but, you know, if you the horror story, it can be a bonding experience of, we got here together, this is fun, that psycho from last week wasn't so fun. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of, it can be a topic.
Maybe, but I mean, I feel like I'd like a little stability. I don't need drama. I don't want drama. Like, yes, it would be fun for a story, but I could do without it for a while, I think.
That's also fair. Do you have, like, something specific you're looking for? Or are you just looking, you know, just to feel that connection with somebody?
You know, the checklist, right? Oh, they check all the boxes. That to me is ridiculous, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, someone can check all the boxes, and if it's not there, it's not there. So I don't necessarily have, I know the feeling that I'm looking for. I know the connection that I'm looking for, because I've had it. I know what it feels like, and I want to feel that again. You know, there's the challenge of, does she have kids? Does she not have kids? Does she want kids? Do I want more kids? I mean, so there's that dynamic that you have to work through. But I do know the connection that I'm looking for. I do know the kind of communication that I'm looking for. Like, I know what works, and I think I know what doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So I can tell pretty quickly if things are going to progress or they're not going to progress, just based upon, I guess, my experience.
Yeah, that's good. You trust yourself and you're not, you know, there's too many things on the checklist, that's a problem. But if there's nothing on the checklist, that can also be a problem.
Right. Like if she doesn't check any of the boxes, but I feel something, like that's probably not the way to go. But but it's a combination of everything. But I have enough experience now where I think I know what can work and what can't.
Do you worry at all of like, oh, you were on that show however long ago, or does that just like feel like it doesn't happen anymore?
I definitely don't worry about it. It comes up, it doesn't come up. I've been out with women where they don't know, right? And then let's say I go out with them a second time and something comes up, or like Instagram, and they're like, oh, like, you know, let me tag you on Instagram. I'm like, well, you know, so
do you want to be on usmagazine.com?
Right. So it's weird that when it's funny when they find out and they don't know, and then they're the ones that do know. So I don't, you know, as soon as they get to know me, that just kind of becomes part of my history and a story. And I don't think the novelty lasts for very long.
Yeah.
But I haven't found it overwhelming, nor really a challenge to navigate.
That's good.
Yeah.
And again, you didn't do anything like overly, there's people who come off the show that have a lot to explain.
Right.
I wouldn't say you're one of them necessarily. So that helps.
Right. I would agree with that. It was a happy, easy, nice story that just, you know, ended the way it did.
Yes. What about co-parenting? How has that dynamic been to navigate? And what is your co-parenting relationship like?
We have a really good co-parenting relationship, if you want to call it that. You know, the kids always come first. We have true 50-50. You know, there are times where we have scheduling conflicts where we are able to work it out, where I'll take him for a day that she has him, or she'll take him for a day that I have him. So I'm supposed to have him. So, it's pretty seamless. I mean, we're in a routine, when it comes to co-parenting. The kids are happy, they're healthy, they're used to spending half the time here and half the time with her. And thankfully it's relatively easy, because I know that it can be very, very difficult. And so we are fortunate that we are able to do it.
Yeah. And again, they're just so freaking cute.
They are pretty cute. I'm biased, but
no, they're pretty cute. All the Bachelor babies are pretty cute, but Sean Lowe's kids and your kids are, I put it at the top, not to judge kids, but
right. Let's talk about whose kids aren't cute.
Yeah. I hate them. Yeah. Those whatever. No, they're all cute, but I feel like, I don't know. They're all cute. What about, I know that Ashley has said on Instagram that she does have a boyfriend. Have you met him? And how is navigating that process of all of this?
No, I mean, she has her life. I have mine, you know, whatever makes her happy. Haven't met him, but I know of him, about him and from her. And, you know, she's living her life. And if she's happy, that, you know, that's what matters.
How has your health been? I feel like obviously the last couple of years you had a wild, you know, everything that happened. I don't even know how to pronounce the name of, I don't want to say it wrong.
Yeah. So in the end of 19, I had Guillain-Barré, and it was traumatic. It was life-changing. It was eye-opening, put things into perspective that life can kind of take a turn like that, you know? But after a couple months, I was really back to normal. It can become a chronic condition, but fortunately I'm not one of those. And the odds of me getting it again are the same as me getting it in the first place. So since the episode, I have been back to normal. Crazy. And, you know, life goes on, and now you look at life a little bit differently. You know, perspective is so huge after something like that,
because it's something that you, all of your, like your motor skills and everything was like affected, right? Like you couldn't just be living your normal. Like one day you just like couldn't pick up your kids and like walk around.
Right. It came on within less than 24 hours. I remember I was out for lunch on a Friday, and I was checked into the hospital Saturday morning, and I couldn't lift my arms. I could hardly walk, you know? And then they monitor you just to make sure it doesn't hit your respiratory system, because then you would have to get put on a ventilator. And fortunately I was diagnosed quick. I was treated quick. The symptoms plateaued quickly and didn't get any worse. And so by Monday midday, I checked out of the hospital. They're like, okay, you know, you can go home now. And here I am, not hardly being able to walk. And if I fell, I couldn't get back up and couldn't pick up my kids and tie my shoes and do really anything. So then you go home and then you start physical and occupational therapy to try and get all those, you know, sensations back, and your nerves have to heal. And that took probably close to 2 full months.
Wow.
Yeah, really, really challenging when you're sitting there and you can't button a button on your shirt or tie your shoes, and, you know,
because mentally you like, no,
yeah.
Yeah. You're just like, why isn't my hands doing what they usually do?
Yeah. It's like work. Yeah. Like it's unbelievably frustrating and scary.
And I mean, it sounds like for you, obviously diagnosed quickly, but I don't know much about it, but is it something that usually is I don't know if you know the answer to this, usually diagnosed quickly or because I feel like.
Yeah, from what I understand, no, it's not diagnosed quickly. It depends where you are and the doctors you're seeing and your available the level of care that's available to you. You know, the more it is in the more you experience it, the more damage it does to your nerves. And so, from what I know is that if you don't, you know, the longer it takes you to diagnose and treat, the worse you can get. And there are some people that just don't know what it is. The doctors don't have enough experience with it. So I've heard stories on both sides of the spectrum. Mine, fortunately, was on a more mild side, thank God. But then there is the severe side where people are on respirators for months and spending 6 months learning how to walk again. And wow. I mean, really, and having lingering effects for the rest of their lives. Like, thankfully, I am not on that side of the spectrum. But I've obviously, when I had it, I read way too much about it. And a lot of people had reached out that had it on all ends of the spectrum. So yeah, it could have gotten really, really bad. So.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Well, yeah. I'm so happy that you're in good health. Thanks. And oh my God, I remember reading that and we were just like, I was Googling. I was like, what is this? I think I wrote about it. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm writing. And I'm copying Instagram captions and like, oh God, I don't know what this means. These are just a few random kind of rapid fire, but they don't have to be answered quickly, necessary miscellaneous questions.
Yeah.
Do you prefer watching, I guess, Bachelor Pad or Bachelor in Paradise? When you did,
I can't remember that far back. I don't really enjoy watching either. I mean, I think I knew more people when Pad was around, so that's why I was more invested in Pad. Now I don't know anybody, so you know, bring back some people that I know, I'll probably watch again.
Do you wish you had an opportunity to compete or appear on one of those shows, or you know, were you happy to not be in the camp of needing to go to that?
Needing or wanting to go to it? No, I would not have done that.
No,
that's like it was a stretch for me to do Bachelorette in general. Yeah. Like doing one of those, forget about it. Like it was never on my radar. Whether I ended up with Ashley or not, it was never something I would have considered.
All right. Most recent Bachelor-related person you texted besides Ashley?
Graham Bunn or Zach, kind of both. Zach and Graham.
Nice. You guys still talk pretty?
Yeah. Right. Graham and I chat every so often. I was out in LA a few months ago and stayed with him.
Nice.
So those two. Yeah.
Favorite group date memory from The Bachelorette or least favorite? What comes to mind when I say group date?
I would say the most memorable one was kickboxing in Thailand, where I don't think the producers really thought it all through and they just had all of us beating the shit out of each other. And I remember someone had to go to the hospital because he had a concussion and like, it was a total shit show, pardon my French. But that's definitely the most memorable one out of all.
They still do dates where they make people beat each other up to some degree. Yeah. And it's such a weird trope for them to continue, whether it's the women doing mud wrestling or the guys actually hitting each other. I'm like, what is the point of this? I feel like we should move past that in 2022.
Makes for good TV, I guess. But
But it's also repetitive. It's like, we've seen this how many times?
Yeah, but so is the entire show. I mean, we've seen that. I mean, how many times? They're not really doing anything groundbreaking new.
Lately, the leads just keep messing up. So the endings are so fun because they're doing such crazy. They're just picking people who make bad decisions, which I'm all for.
Right.
I'm sort of obsessed with anyone who went on Marriage Bootcamp. Do you regret doing Marriage Bootcamp and any of the things you guys revealed, or was that a fun experience for you guys?
It was quick. It was fun.
I know they pay. Apparently the payday is always worth it. That's what I've heard.
I will be honest. Like they threw a number at us where we were like, how do we not do this for a couple of weeks? And it helped with Ashley's loans and putting the kids to go. So like, I would do that again in a heartbeat, you know, with that, make that decision the same in a heartbeat. It was unique and fun and quick and well worth the money.
All right. That's good. Cause I feel like I hear that for the most part. I think there was one, I can't remember what it was. One person told me they were like, absolutely not. I think they were in a house full of some wild people, which I think is also part of the fun, but also can be like, oh God, what are we doing?
Our group wasn't, I mean, you know, we were definitely on the calmer end of the spectrum, the more, let's just leave it at calmer end of the spectrum, but it was, we were all friendly. It wasn't crazy. It went by very fast. We even found out while we were there that we were having a girl. So we have that memory. Yeah.
That's nice. Favorite Bachelor or Bachelorette season to watch that you've ever watched, if you have one?
I mean, I haven't even seen all of my own. I don't have one.
You were active on Twitter for a while during some of those.
Yeah, so maybe the first one, I don't even remember who's the first one after us.
I'm trying to remember who they picked. Ben Flanagan.
Oh, so Ben was right. Yeah. So we watched Ben, and I don't remember who the Bachelorette was.
Oh, that was a good one because Courtney was so crazy, controversial, not crazy.
So, you know, the ones immediately following our season are probably the ones I was most invested in. I wouldn't say I have a favorite.
Well, no, I'm not saying you're like going home to bed at night. Like, oh, can't wait to rewatch this. I get my DVR ready. Let's go back to 2000, whatever. Right. Yeah, no, I just mean you remember enjoying.
I YouTube all the time. No,
you're watching clips from that greatest seasons ever show they did. That's like your number one. You just keep rewatching it.
Exactly.
Televised wedding, would you advise for it or against it for reality TV couples if they're offered?
I would do it. You know, I remember at the time we were concerned that it wouldn't feel like a wedding, right? We wanted to have a wedding and it, aside from the ceremony being a little unorthodox, it felt like a wedding. You know, Ashley got everything that she wanted. All of our friends and family were there. You know, after the ceremony was over, they maybe filmed for half an hour at the reception. And then we had 3-4 hours, no cameras, where everyone was just partying.
Right.
So we were, so it did feel like a wedding. It felt like a party. It was a lot of love, a lot of fun. And so if you can capture all of that in your televised wedding, you should definitely do it. You know, it doesn't suck that they pay for the wedding, you know?
Right. I mean, I figured, and I think it's just some people, in some of the later ones, I think they kind of tried to capitalize on it a little more. I think back when you had your wedding or like even like Trista and Ryan or Sean and Catherine, it was very much like, let's celebrate the bachelor love. And then in the later ones, they kind of turned it into storylines a little bit. And there were like interviews like outside the wedding. Like it kind of became a production. It was like Jade and Tanner after the interview because they were like a Paradise Wedding or the Paradise Weddings now. They feel very much like they work them into the storyline. Like, let's bring new people and see if they meet. And then it's like, oh, but we're watching these people get married.
They have to. I mean,
it's great television. It's just interesting.
That's what it's all about.
Well, JP, thank you so much for taking time to talk to me. This was really fun. I have to say we are rivals by nature because I know you're a Michigan guy and I went to Ohio State, but
I'm sorry.
Other than that, you had a good
year. Had I known that at the beginning, this interview might not have happened.
That's why I didn't say it until right now. But thank you so much, seriously. And this was really fun to talk to you and get an update on everything. And I'm so happy that you're healthy.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, tell your friends, and come back every week as we recap The Bachelor.